Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet. I'm Kate Constable. He's Mark Drumheller. We're going to talk to Casey Hudson in the next segment around 5:40. Get some NHL bets for tonight because we have some action on the ice. But Mark, there's still plenty of talk to be had in the NFL right now. A lot of moves coming after the draft. Teams are kind of getting their rosters set, so to speak. One of those moves, Odell Beckham Jr. on the move once again. Spent a season with the Ravens, and now he's going down south. He's going to hang out in South Beach, become a member of the Miami Dolphins with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. That receiving room, pretty talented group right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy they're not going to cover, right? Like, you look at Waddle and Hill, yeah. Like, that's a great place to be. If you're Odell Beckham Jr., like, you're not going to get much attention in an offense with all that firepower from the defense. So that's good. I think it's a good landing spot for him. This is a guy I think is on the downside of his career. I think it's telling. When you see these guys jump from team to team every year, that kind of gives you a little bit of an insight, right? He was with the Rams. I think he was pretty pivotal. It was a shame he got hurt in the Super Bowl because I think he was a pretty pivotal part of them running through the playoffs. And then, you know, battles back from another injury. He's with the Ravens last year. Doesn't really get the impact that we thought he'd have there. And now he's with the Dolphins. And listen, Dolphins got a lot of guys on that offense that can really stretch out a defense. So that's going to open up the intermediate part of the field for him to where he can get open and make an impact. So he's a veteran guy. He's going to be good in the locker room. To me, it's just surprising, Kate. Like, I want to get your thoughts on it. Like, when Odell Beckham Jr. started his career with the Giants, even when he got traded to Cleveland, and it was like, hey, you know what? Like, he might be a little bit, he was unhappy in New York. Where's his career going to go? I was still convinced this guy would be a surefire Hall of Famer. Like, I just thought he was so talented. And it just seems like it went, I don't want to say downhill, but he didn't ascend like you see out of, like, you know, Justin Jefferson's path and these other, like, top receivers, Ja'Marr Chase. Like, it just never really got there with Odell. And to me, that's pretty surprising.
It feels kind of like outside of the catch, you know, his famous one-handed falling backwards catch. What has he done? Like, yeah. He's been a really good receiver, but that's the catch that everyone knows him for. And outside of that, like, what other accolades are you listing on paper and going through and saying, okay, he's done this, 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 where he can be a Hall of Famer? Everyone just kind of knows him from the catch. And I know he's had more of an impact than that. And I'm probably downplaying and minimizing some of the other things he's done. But it's because of these injuries. Like, if he didn't have so many injuries, he would have stayed on the field. He would have had more catches of that type of caliber, of those, you know, wow moments. But injuries really got to him. I mean, even with the Rams in that Super Bowl, he was having a great first half before he got injured. He would have been the star of that game, most likely. But yeah, you're right. And now he's taken $8.2 million for a one-year deal. $15 million last year with the Ravens. So like the money is just kind of down, declining as well, where I don't know, another year or two, are we even going to see him in the league? I know he's a great, I mean, the addition for the Dolphins, like he's probably not going to be catching too many passes because you have Tyreek Hill and Waddle, but where the Dolphins kind of struggled last year is those two got hurt and then who steps up? So OBJ's great to fill that third receiver spot. And maybe, you know, they're still going to be able to go to him, a little decoy action, but you're still going to be going if you're Tua and Mike McDaniel. Like, you're still scheming things up for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle first before you go OBJ. But, I mean, to your point, I agree with you. He hasn't done a ton over the last 5-6 years in the league.
No, and it's to a point to where, like, the catch seems, like, so long ago, right? Like, it seems, like, forever ago. And I think part of him moving around and being on, you know, Cleveland and L.A. and, you know, all these different teams makes it feel like it's even longer. But, yeah, it's – I mean, he's definitely not at a point in a career where I think for a couple years, like, after Cleveland, it was like, hey, you know, when are we going to see the old Odell? And now it's like, you know, we're never going to see that guy from New York, where I think everybody, you know, is a fan or a better or, you know, in the league understands that. And to me, it's just, it feels like a little bit of wasted talent. Sometimes when you see injuries, you know, take away years of careers, they could be much better. But I just thought he had such a bright future. And then just kind of seeing him move from team to team now, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit tough, I feel like.
He's never been a first team all pro, has he? I don't believe so. And you have to be in order to get into the Hall of Fame, in order to be considered one of the top receivers. If you can't, if you haven't even had that accolade on your resume, I don't know. But you're right. I mean, there was so much swag early on in his career from him. The highlights that he put on, like, he came on the map really, really fast in the league, like had a great start, and then it's just dwindled. It kind of feels a little bit like the Kevin Durant of the NFL, like unhappy at all these places he goes to.
You're being mean to Kevin. Kevin's one of like the all-time greats, right? Like,
no, I realize that, but in terms of like jumping ship, being unhappy at all these stops,
moving around,
he was unhappy with the Browns. He needed to go, goes to the Rams. I mean, yes, the injury with the Rams that probably played a big part into it, but went to the Ravens. The Ravens weren't quite using him right, looking to go somewhere else. Kevin Durant, far superior, and Kevin Durant's talent at this level of his career, far superior to that of Odell's. But like, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is just like disgruntled superstar everywhere he goes that blames the organization or team for not quite using him the right way. I don't know. It feels somewhat similar.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that when you are jumping around from team to team, from offensive system to offensive system, especially in football, probably more than basketball, right? Because basketball, you're in a – you know, you're only on the court with five other players, where football, you know, you 11 players have to be in unison in order for a play to be successful. So when you're jumping from scheme to scheme, coordinator to coordinator, quarterback to quarterback every single year, it's hard to get consistency and continuity. So I think that kind of hurt his career trajectory as well. But I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just, I understand all the moving around is not a good look, but now he has no choice. When veterans in the NFL get to a point to where they're accepting 1 year deals consistently, like they're just going to move from team to team. So I think that's what you're going to see with Odell probably for the rest of his career. But to me, it just stuck out. Like, I was a guy who believed, like, when he went to Cleveland that he still had Hall of Fame potential, that he could be one of the most dominating receivers in the league. And it just never happened. And for a multitude of reasons, injuries, you know, playing with Baker Mayfield, I'm sure it doesn't help. There's a lot of reasons you can point to, but now that he's at the latter stages of his career and he's playing in some good offenses, he's no longer, the top option in that offense.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, talk about players that have been jumping around the last couple seasons. Chase Claypool just signed with the Bills. Chase Claypool is an absolute disaster. What are the Bills doing? Have they not learned from the Steelers, from the Bears, from Claypool went to the Dolphins, right? Didn't play there hardly at all. He's just been a cancer on every team he's gone to. I mean, the Bears should have known when Mike Tomlin is letting a player go, it's likely some sort of character issue involved with that. Like, if you're extremely talented and a good guy to have in the locker room, Mike Tomlin's not letting you go. The Steelers aren't letting you go. The Bears traded for Claypool and then let him go midway through the season. You remember that first game of the year for the Bears? Last year. Claypool just like was walking around, not doing anything, not blocking. Nothing, like no effort multiple times throughout that season. Midway through the year, he goes to the Dolphins. That doesn't pan out either. I don't know what the Bills are doing taking a chance on him, because with Claypool, the writing is on the wall and not a good teammate, not someone who's going to work hard. I know they need more receivers after getting rid of Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. They brought in the rookie Keon Coleman, so maybe they need some veterans. But Chase Claypool isn't exactly the veteran that I want teaching my young guys how to perform, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they need some receivers. They need some playmakers for Josh Allen, but not like that. Like, we don't want to do this now. I mean, I'm shocked. I don't know how I missed this. We're talking earlier in a segment of how happy we were that Keon Coleman got there, because he'd be able to infuse some new energy, some new youth, you know, some playmakers for Josh Allen, and kind of change the culture there, because they've been under so much pressure. Adding a guy like Chase Claypool, to me, doesn't seem ideal, you know, for Buffalo and what they're trying to accomplish. So I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of him coming in there. I just think that this is a team that needs young players that are going to have a positive impact on Allen, a positive impact to buy in on the offense. And Claypool just doesn't seem to work out anywhere. So I don't know why that would change in Buffalo. To me, it's a pretty disappointing move out of the Bills. Like, I'm not sure what they're trying to accomplish there. I think people know what they're getting with Chase Claypool now. Not to say that, like, hey, he can't turn things around in his career, but obviously it hasn't gone the way that a lot of people have hoped, probably including himself. But I don't know. I mean, I just think that Buffalo needs more Keon Colemans, not more Chase Claypools. Like, I want more like fun loving, happy guys, relieve some of the pressure, some of the tension that has been going on there the past 2 years, and make it more of a light, fun atmosphere in Buffalo. And I don't know if Chase Claypool is going to bring that.
No, and I would be very concerned at the influence that Chase Claypool is going to have on Keon Coleman and the work ethic, the example of work ethic that he's going to put forward in that wide receiver room, because on the depth chart right now, like, he's the fourth wide receiver. Then that's assuming Keon Coleman starts this year, which I would imagine he does. But I also think it's telling, Mark, that the Dolphins traded him to the Bills, like, in the division. That seems like something that teams typically don't do. If you're like a fantastic wide receiver with a ton of talent, you're going to want to send them to someone else within your division. Like, that's a red flag right there. And as I'm saying that, I should look up, was it a trade or did they pick him up in free agency?
I can't imagine Claypool would be worth much in the trade market.
No. And he only has a 1 year deal with the Bills too. So at 25 years old, you're already a player that spent time on what this is your
multiple teams
team in the last 2 years, and you're on a 1 year deal. That's a problem. If I'm Chase Claypool, you better turn things around quickly, or you might be out of the league here pretty soon. Yeah, Claypool was a free agent. Alex just confirmed that. And that makes more sense than as a free agent. And the Dolphins didn't trade him to Buffalo. But still, I stand by everything else I said.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he can give some insight into what the Dolphins are doing. But I want young, good energy on this around Josh Allen and this Buffalo team. If they're going to get over the hump and they're going to get this guy a Super Bowl, they need, again, players with – they need to kind of start fresh with those wide receivers. And I don't know. To me, the deal, it doesn't make sense. But who knows? Who knows what they're doing? Maybe they're trying to bring in talent. Maybe they think that they can kind of turn his career around and, squeeze something out of him at this point. They figure it's cheap. If it doesn't work out, they can always, cut him, in training camp or in preseason before the season starts. It's probably very little risk for the Bills. But to me, I don't know. I don't know if I would have done that if I was Buffalo.
DJ Shark from Carolina is also going over to the Chargers in free agency. Just signed a 1 year deal up to $5 million. He had a pretty down year with Carolina last season, but then again, like, who really had a great year with Carolina? And they were awful as a whole. You had Bryce Young throwing to you as a rookie, and he really struggled that season. Not to say that Bryce Young going forward, he can't. I mean, that was his first year, put in a terrible situation to succeed. And so maybe that, played into DJ Shark not having his greatest season as a receiver. But now he gets to go out to LA and you have Justin Herbert throwing you the ball, which right now is an upgrade from Bryce Young. So hopefully he can kind of resurrect his career a little bit under Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, I think Carolina got 3 first downs all season, so I don't know how you're going to put up any production there. But, going to L.A., it's a good spot. Hey, weather's nice. You're good winning program. They get Harbaugh in there. Better learn how to block. Better hope DJ Chark knows how to block, because Jim Harbaugh is going to be running the football an awful lot there. So that's something to keep an eye on. But, yeah, it's a good spot. They need to get Herbert weapons. That's my biggest concern with the Chargers going into this year. They're not getting weapons. They're going to rely on running the football too much. He's one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the NFL as a young player, but he still needs to be developed. You got to put weapons around him, and I'm hopefully Harbaugh does that.
Quentin Johnson hopefully has a better year. Joshua Palmer, now we got DJ Shark coming in. I'm with you. It would be really nice to see Justin Herbert just let the ball fly and succeed with that team. Casey Hudson, betting analyst, is coming up next to talk to us about some NHL bets. Stick with us here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.